Hello and welcome to the podcast where we give you an inside look on the appliance industry. Today, we're going to give you an inside look on appliance training. And so we have SSG Appliance Academy. We have Mona Sims, CEO and founder, hanging out today on the podcast. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am well. Yes, that's right. Y'all heard a female's voice in this male-dominated industry. Mona, you're a technician, right?
Yes.
You're a business owner, and you are awesome for this business because we are lacking training schools. So just a few things about your school. What is SSG Appliance Academy?
Okay, so SSG is a career technical college for appliance repair. It's a two-week training program, 2 weeks hands-on training program for the basic appliance class. And we also offer a weekend refrigeration class, and it's Saturday and Sunday.
Awesome. Okay. Good. So it's more, you know, the nice thing is with appliance training, it doesn't require... Like it's not, your training isn't stretched out like if you went to a technical school and took HVAC training, and they stretch out something that could probably be taught in a few weeks. They stretch it out for like three or four years, two years in some cases, which is unnecessary. So I love the fact that it's consolidated and it's right to the point training. What happens at the end of the training? Is there any type of like... How would someone know, an employer know, that this person went through your training?
Yeah, so after the training, they will receive a certificate from SSG Appliance Academy, and we also offer job placement once they graduate.
Okay. Now, seeing that I'm a territory sales rep for Encompass Supply Chain Solutions, I am in at least 30 servicers. Business storefronts and businesses a week, and everyone is looking for technicians. They all want technicians. And in this industry, the more technicians you have, the more money you make. So I definitely understand the job placement part and how that is actually, you know, so a lot of programs promise job placement, but you can actually do it because the industry is starving for technicians. So that is awesome. How about your teachers? Where are their backgrounds? This is like somebody you pull off the street, somebody, you know, some teacher that learned off YouTube.
I'm joking.
Right. No, our teachers are very experienced. They both worked technicians in the appliance repair industry. Our basic appliance repair instructor, she's a female also, and she's been in the industry for 14 years. Wow. So she's been in it about half her life. Wow. And the refrigeration instructor, he's been in it over 25 years, and he's taught HVAC and refrigeration at a college out here in Georgia for 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some information.
They both, they have so much knowledge on this, like, When a student leave here, like, they really break it down to where they could, you know, grasp it.
Okay.
You know, people who come off the street, don't have no experience, they get it once they leave.
Right. Wow. So let's kind of talk about the elephant in the room. A lot of my listeners are women. And there can be, sometimes it can feel intimidating walking into a classroom full of men to learn in a male-dominated industry. What kind of advice would you give a woman that's potentially thinking about getting into this industry and also attending your academy?
I would definitely tell them, you know, don't be intimidated at all. The women that come through this program actually usually do way better than the men. You know, because you know we do everything better anyway. But they actually do very well. And nine times out of ten, if you were to come through our program, it wouldn't be all men. You know, you wouldn't be the only woman in there. It would be more women. It'll probably be Maybe it may be more men, but it'll be more. It'll be some women in the program.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's good. So, how about out in the field? Now, I know you're a technician too, and are you treated any differently? Like when you roll up and you knock on a door, and I know this doesn't apply to gender. It also applies to the old school thought. Like they're all expecting the Maytag man to show up, and we're just a very diverse country. So, one thing you probably don't expect is to see a woman jump out of a service van near to a service or appliance. Is there any pushback from the general public when it comes to that?
Not really. I haven't really received any myself. And even some graduates from the school, they were nervous about it, but they called me with all these success stories, where they they haven't really experienced that. And what you find is, because most of the time when we go out to the customer houses, it's usually the stay-at-home wives that are at home.
Okay.
So, a lot of times women are kind of uneasy about being in a house alone with a strange man.
Right.
So when they see us come to the door, it's usually they have a sigh of relief, like, it's a female, so I don't have to, feel, uneasy. And then men, they kind of want to watch you to see what you can do, but they're kind of like, if they were upset before you got there, when you get there, it's like, it kind of take the they're not upset with you. Versus if a man came,
right?
If a woman comes to the door, now
they're at ease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put them at ease.
That's awesome. That's very good to know. That type of feedback. How about your treatment from other technicians? Let's say you meet up at the parts store, right? And you got all these vans, because usually in our industry, like when I pull up to a Encompass and at our parts store, guys, it's like a social club. Because we don't really have coworkers. We don't have a water cooler to hang out at. And so the only time you get to see another technician usually is at the parts store. But when you are a woman and you pull out, you hop out the van, you go to the parts store, what kind of feedback are you getting from other technicians?
They're just more so shocked that you're doing it,
Right.
So they don't really, you don't really get negative feedback. It's just like they're in amazement that you are doing it.
Right. That's good. Mm-hmm. So what got you started in the business? How did you fix your first machine? How did that come about?
I had a friend. He had his own appliance repair business, and I used to go out with him. And, before I went out riding with him, I had a washing machine that needed to be fixed. And he is so busy, and I kept on saying, when are you going to come fix my washer? When are you going to come fix my washer? Could never get him to come fix my washer. So one day I rode out with him and went to his customer houses with him. And I saw how easy it was to repair appliances. Like, it's so super easy. So, and he actually fixed a washing machine that was just like mine that had the same problem, the same issue that I was having. And so when I went out with him and saw him fix that washer, I went home and fixed my own washer. And so from then on, it's been on.
Nice. Wow. Nice. That is very refreshing to hear. And that is a really good good story, similar to my own. I was like, you get in those situations, you gotta get it done.
Right.
So you got to a point, okay, so you started fixing washers, it became a business. How did you get to the point where you're at now where you're training and you have a school?
Because when I had my own appliance repair business, I found that it was super hard to find experienced technicians. So I had a whole lot of applicants, a lot of people wanting the job, but no one had experience, And I can get a lot of HVAC and refrigeration people apply because there's more schools for that. But they think because they know how to do HVAC and refrigeration, they can do appliance repair, and they really didn't know how to do it. So so I just saw the need of having more schools, to be able to get more appliance repair technicians in the industry.
Wow, that's awesome. So you go through the school, you learn, you graduate. What type of people, what type of employers are employing your students? Is it Samsung, the manufacturer, scooping up these people, or some rinky-dink mom and pop place scooping up these people? What type of job placement are we looking at?
I had someone from Samsung reach out to me wanting to hire our students, but mainly our students are placed with appliance repair servicers.
Okay.
So, and a lot of the students, you know, they come from out of town, and their job sends them.
Okay.
So, their employer pays for them to come to the school. So, but the ones that just come on their own, and we do job placement assistance. We haven't had any problems with finding anyone jobs, but it's usually with appliance repair servicers.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Awesome. That is good to know. So, you're placed with appliance repair servicer. These are very, very solid companies that you have your students going to. Now, some people may not want to work for somebody. What do they do then? Like, do you give them guidance on perhaps being a lone wolf?
Yeah, they can definitely start their own business. You know, if they're familiar, you know, with industry, somewhat. Or just really good business minded, they can start their own business.
Okay.
So they can either work for someone or they can work for themselves.
Yeah, that's something that's so unique about this industry. Like, you really don't lack, if you decide to flip appliances, scratch and dents, whatever, the availability of product is there. If you decide to just be a servicer and repair washers and dryers or refrigerators, just appliances, the work is there, right? Every house has a wash machine. Every house has a refrigerator. It's kind of a necessity in our country, in our society. And these things break. One question I get sometimes is, you know, what's the best appliance to buy? And I always put that asterisk, like, well, machines break no matter what. We put $1 million satellites in space and they break. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's so much opportunity in this industry to either work for somebody or be your own self, which I call a lone wolf repair technicians. So all right, I'm excited. People, you know, somebody's listening is excited right now. Somebody listening is motivated. They want to learn a business, they want to change careers, or they want to just find another way to provide for their family. And it starts with training. Where would they go to find you?
SSGApplianceAcademy.com.
Wow.
Yeah, you can go right there and sign up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, right from the website.
Right from the website, SSGApplianceAcademy.com. And then after... So now think about it. You go out on a repair job, all right? You got this education, and you have all this business coming to you. You need a supplier to buy parts from, right? As part of the business. Where should they go?
Encompass, of course.
Right. Encompass Supply Chain Solutions. And here's the reason. Encompass sells OEM parts. What does that mean? It's the original part that was put on there in the first place. The manufacturer provides the same part for you to replace. Now, obviously, you can buy a clone, or it's called aftermarket parts, but there's a reason why they're not the exact same part. So anyway, Encompass Supply Chain Solutions. Look in the description below for information to start an account if you're a supplier, if you have a service company, or if you're just a lone wolf guy out there fixing them on the side, if you're in the business, you qualify for an account. Now, if you are the weekend repair guy, you know, weekend, oh, my dryer is broke, I gotta fix it myself, your own machine, you can still get parts from Encompass. But there's a consumer site called Simply Parts. So you go to simplyparts.com. Or if you can't remember that, use my link. That way it helps support me. www.reggiesparts.com. All this stuff is in the description. And if you have any questions for myself or our guests, feel free to leave that in the description too. Thank you for being on the podcast. Appreciate it. Thank you for what you're doing. It's awesome. Not only you're supplying training, which is desperately needed in this industry, where companies are starving for technicians, and you're also aspiring too, because there's a lot of, and I know from my channel, a lot of my listeners are women and they want to get into this business. They can do it. They want to do it. They need guidance. And seeing that you're, I would say, at the top level in our profession, not only are you a technician, you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, and you're looking back. You're not just walking up the hill, and you're reaching back by having an appliance school, training technicians, male or female, to get out there and provide for their families. So hats off to you. Thank you. And just one more time, give us your website.
It's SSGApplianceAcademy.com.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for having me.
All right. We'll see you on the next podcast. Listen up. Bye.